Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
Welcome, everybody. Glad to have you back this Sunday. I am really thrilled to have part two of my conversation with Angela Halpern, Laura Gousset, and Bob Brown. And they are all with LSVT Global, and you have different programs, Loud and Big, Big and Loud, however we want to say that. And Bob, you have been a person has benefited from this program. And continuing our conversation, can you tell me, please, Angela, how empowering is this program? I love it.
Well, I have to say it's one of the most rewarding things for me as a speech therapist is the aspect of the program of the empowerment I see in my patients. And our operating principle with the programs is that our patients take the responsibility, so they reap the rewards and they gain the increased self-confidence.
Okay, and they are patients with Parkinson's disease.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Okay. Go right ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted
you. No, that's great. One patient said to me one time that with Parkinson's disease, there are so many things they feel like they can't control, and that they learned through going through the treatment that her voice was something she could control. And then she went on to say, I feel like I've declared war on Parkinson's disease. And as a speech therapist, it just, I get more of those moments, we call those goosebump moments, when your patients come in and they tell you about the changes that it's making in their life.
Right. And so, Laura, same question to you, because you're working with more of the bigger movements, not necessarily the speech. So just let's revisit again. How empowering is this for the people that you work with? What does it add to their quality of life?
Well, it just gives them a sense of control and independence that everyone wants to keep as a person. And my favorite story that I can share with you real quickly is a patient that I had that made fabulous gains with her walking, her ability to get out of low chairs, her balance, all of those things improved. And she was working full-time actually in our hospital. And I said at her discharge interview, her last visit, I said, you know, what are the best improvements or gains that you've made as a result of LSVT Big? And I expected her to say, well, I can walk better, my balance is better, and those things I had listed. And she said none of those. She said, the best thing is that now I feel like I have control over my Parkinson's and my Parkinson's doesn't have control over me. And there's much more than I can do than just take a pill. My medications are important to me, but this is something that really I'm in charge of and I have control of. And that really made her feel great. And I think that speaks to many patients and what they experience.
I love it. And my show is called Dementia Resilience because resilience is overcoming obstacles and adversity to find a positive outcome. And I can't think of anything better than both of your programs. I love that. So has it given you some resilience, Bob?
Oh, it sure has. It's, again, I know of ways to survive, to conquer the day. From morning to night, I'm active, and Parkinson's is not always in my forefront anymore. It's the work against Parkinson's that occupies my time now, because we do have control over some of these issues. We need to be exercising that control whenever we can.
Right. And, you know, it's been pointed out to me by the folks at University of Colorado Hospital in the Movements Disorders Clinic and so forth that exercise and even speech therapy doesn't slow the progression of Parkinson's. But what it does do is it limits the stress. It helps you all to feel better every day. And so, therefore, you're not the diagnosis. You are Bob Brown. You are Bob Brown, who happens to have Parkinson's disease.
That's absolutely right.
Catch me if you can, right?
Exactly.
I love it. Yeah, exactly. So, Angela, explain again to the listeners maybe who didn't catch it last week, Why was this developed? Why was it developed?
Sure. So LSVT Loud, the speech treatment, was developed over 25 years ago because at the time there weren't effective behavioral voice and speech treatments. And what we would see is that medications and surgical interventions that can have really nice impact on movement weren't having that same type of impact on voice and speech. So there was a real need for an effective voice and speech treatment.
Okay. And Laura, how about you? Just refresh us again of why.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. And so really LSVT Big was developed as a parallel treatment to LSVT Loud. There have been, I would say, non-standardized physical therapy and occupational therapy approaches prior to LSVT Big, but we didn't really have standardized, reliable, and predictable outcomes. And because of the efficacy that was first found with LSVT Loud, we were able to develop this parallel treatment that just works beautifully in helping to restore more normal movement in people with Parkinson's disease.
Okay. So what do you do when this treatment is over, when you're done? Laura, you want to take that?
Yeah, I'll certainly speak to that. First of all, we say exercise is medicine, and just as it's important to take your medicine for your Parkinson's symptoms every day as scheduled to receive the benefits of that drug, exercise is the same way. And people with Parkinson's that have gone through the LSVT programs will tell you that, boy, I can really tell if I miss a couple of days. And so that daily practice, 15 to 20 minutes of their LSVT Big exercises or LSVT Loud exercises, is really, really crucial. Exercise, in addition to that, is also beneficial, and there's lots of opportunities really that are enjoyable for people, whether it be dancing or Nordic walking or swimming or boxing. There's a number of programs in the community that people should also look into and partake in.
Okay.
And then the last thing that we have are some new programs called Big for Life and Loud for Life that are maintenance groups specifically designed for clients that have received LSVT Loud and LSVT Big to maintain their movements and their nicer, louder voice in a group setting after therapy is done.
Wow. That's huge. I mean, they really need that.
Helpful.
You have to have some type of continuum, because if you don't, it would be lost, and you don't want that to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
On any level. Yeah. So I would like Bob to give us an idea. So if you have post-therapy and you need to keep your voice, what does that look like for you?
Well, the first thing it does is it allows me to keep a very positive attitude about life.
There you go. And
about my work against this disease.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, and if you're allowed yourself to do it, having that sense of humor, keep it involved in your life, so that I think these things are important towards maintaining control over our situation.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like? It looks like it looks solid. It looks positive. It is the two programs that these folks have put together. You add them together and you build them together and you add it to your life, and I find things so much better.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Hey, we're going to expand on that just a little bit more. We're just going to take a quick break and we'll be right back and we'll continue this conversation, okay?
Great.
Making the decision to place your loved one in the care of others is one of the most difficult decisions you will ever have to make. If that someone special is in your life and is needing memory care, Bellevue Heights is the place to call home. Bellevue Heights, part of the JEA Senior Living family, is deeply committed to serving people living with Alzheimer's and other related dementias. Living with purpose and meaning is the best reward at Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Your loved one will live life to its fullest. Licensed nurses on staff 24 hours a day, compassionate caregivers, 3 well-balanced meals, and 3 healthy snacks are a few key elements of the JEA difference. We also offer fully furnished private and semi-private rooms, meaningful activities, and scheduled outings. Call Bellevue Heights at 303-690-0700 to learn more about the high standard of individualized care they can offer your loved one. Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center is located at 14500 East Bellevue Avenue in Aurora. Visit jeaseniorliving.com or call 303-690-0700 to schedule a tour. Come home to family. Come home to Bellevue Heights.
Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
All right, so we're back with Bob Brown and Angela Halpern and Laura Gousset. And so when we went to break, Bob, you were just talking about how the post-therapy helps you with your positivity and everything else. Anything else you wanted to add to that? I didn't mean to cut you off.
I understand. No problem. Something else that's very promising, very positive about this work is working with the people in the classroom every week, watching them grow with their voice through the work. And with the different programs that they have, the work that these people go through to prepare every week for us is amazing. The ideas they come up with are exciting. Every week you can't wait to get into the classroom to find out what they have for us now.
Nice.
But recently one of the folks in our class, who when she first came in, I thought, oh, this is going to be tough. She has improved 100%. And we're so very proud of her and so anxious to watch her grow in her voice and in her confidence.
I really love that. And so I guess the next thing that I want to ask about is, can this work for people with different diagnoses?
Yes. So for LSVT Loud, most of our research is with people with Parkinson's disease, the large randomized controlled trials. But we do have case studies and small group studies to people with other neurological disorders. We have small group studies to children with cerebral palsy and Down syndrome. And then there have been some case studies in other applications, people who have had stroke, head injury. We have a lot of these on our website if people are interested in more information on those particular studies.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it can be applied to people at all different levels of Parkinson's disease and people with typical Parkinson's and atypical Parkinson's as well.
Okay. Well, you know, I had to tell you, this past summer, I was invited by Dr. Benzie Kluger and his team, who I have been teaching classes for at the University of Colorado Hospital, to watch this conference. And out of nowhere come some people dancing and moving and a lady sitting in a chair and just doing these huge arm movements. And we did a show on it afterwards. I said, I was blown away. I actually wrote a blog on my website about it because I titled it, Our Friends with Alzheimer's Could Learn Something from Our Friends with Parkinson's Disease. Because for some reason, when our friends with Alzheimer's and Lewy body get that diagnosis, it's just such a struggle. I don't feel like we have anything like this for people with AD, mm-hmm. Alzheimer's disease. If we have, I haven't seen it. And so that kind of blew my mind. You know, mm-hmm. and not only that, but the caregivers were involved. The mm-hmm. caregivers were up and moving around. So, Laura, I want you to fill this one. What is the role of the caregiver with this?
Mm. Yeah, that's a great question. Well, there are several different roles. First and foremost, like Angela said, our operating principle is to empower the patient. Mm-hmm. And so the ideal thing would be to empower the patient and improve their function to the point where the caregiver doesn't have to be a caregiver so often. They
Love
can just
it.
Focus on their natural role of being a spouse or a family member or a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes having a caregiver is beneficial. Sometimes caregivers, whether they're related or non-family members, can be really a source of motivation or encouragement for the person to, you know, keep going, do your exercises. You're doing great. I can see that you're talking better, moving better. Those kind of motivational remarks can be really helpful when someone is struggling with depression or apathy or mm-hmm. just that lack of drive that they used to have. And the third way, and sometimes caregivers are necessary, and that sometimes it's because of some difficulties with memory. It could be a simple reminder to, you know, gosh, it's time to do your exercises today, or, you know, remember when you get out of that chair to use your big movements when you get out and walk to the bathroom. And sometimes that caregiver can even be trained to be, in essence, a coach at home to lead that patient through their daily exercises, which we said is so, so important for maintaining their gains. And so there's some different ways, and the therapist that works with the client will really engage that caregiver as much as they need to be or want to be engaged as well in each instance.
That's awesome. So, Bob, do you have somebody helping? Do you have some support helping you with all this?
I certainly do. My wife is my caregiver. She listens to my voice and the quality of it. And if it's not up to where it should be, she's not afraid to tell me about it.
Oh, I don't mean to laugh about that, but yeah, sometimes people say, why are you yelling at me? Or you're just talking too soft. I can't get that. Anyway, so moving along here. Angela, how would my listeners find a clinician? How would they learn more about this in their areas?
Yes. So on our website at lsvtglobal.com, we actually have a find a clinician tool. And so people can put in their zip code and search for an LSVT Loud or LSVT Big clinician. We have over 20,000 Loud clinicians in 72 countries.
Wow.
And now we have over 17,000 Big clinicians in 45 countries. So it truly is an internationally recognized treatment approach.
So are you in hospitals? Where do they find you?
Yes, so a variety of settings: hospitals, home health, rehabilitation settings, private practice, really pretty much every type of healthcare setting you can think of. We have trained therapists in those settings. If someone can't find a therapist by putting in their zip code, they can feel free to call our office, and our office staff are very helpful, and they can work with them to find a therapist. And that number is 888-438-5788.
Okay. And so, Laura, that's the same information for you as well?
That's correct.
Okay, great. I just think this program is amazing. I was so taken with it and so impressed. I just couldn't even believe it. I had to literally have a conversation on the radio about it. I've had several people come on the show and talk about it. And it just blows my mind at all the processes that are put in place for our friends with Parkinson's disease. And I just think for this particular type of dementia diagnosis, it's amazing the work and the progress you've made, right?
Well, thank you. As you can tell, Laura and I are pretty passionate about what we do. Because
and
we
Bob
get to,
too.
Yes, get to experience these changes, see what our patients go through, and mm-hmm. work with wonderful people like Bob. I mean, he's really the inspiration, and it's people like him that we work with that make this all worthwhile.
Wow, I just love it. So after we take our break, we're going to come back, and I'd like all of you to think about a way you'd like to wrap this up, and maybe even just a final thought for each one of you of, you know, why you're so passionate about it and why it's so helpful. And then one more time, we'll give your phone number, website, and all that kind of information. I just can't thank the three of you enough for being here today. It's important for me to put information out there for our listeners so they know where to go. They have a lot of hope, and we're just moving along in a resilient fashion. We'll be right back.
Living and working with Alzheimer's and other dementias can often be challenging. Summit Resilience Training provides education utilizing non-medical approaches for those who work with our friends affected by dementia. Believing families still need one-on-one assistance, we provide classes which help them understand the diseases affecting their loved ones, offering strategies and techniques for success with activities of daily living and working with confusing behaviors. We offer in-home assessments to clarify symptoms of dementia diseases and help families work together to find moments of joy while living with memory loss and impairment. Education programs instilling person-centered care philosophies are offered for professional caregivers working in communities and homes, which can be customized for their staff. Training is also available for first responders, such as law enforcement, fire, and EMT personnel. We are passionate that people with dementias such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and others are approached with compassion and understanding, and those who work with them have all the tools they need for success. Call us at Summit Resilience Training, 303-420-6988, to schedule a class or in-home assessment. Visit our website at summitresiliencetraining.com for more information.
Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
Okay, we're back with Laura and Angela and Bob, and our final thoughts about LSVT loud and big. And that's funny because it's big and loud. I'm saying it backwards, aren't I? But Bob, take us through your thought. If you could sum this up, how important it's been for your life, and then why maybe you just think people should get involved.
I've been in my battle with Parkinson's for 14 years. Mm. The program of this work has allowed me to stay active and involved in my community, my family, and friends.
You're warming my heart, Bob.
And if it wasn't for this, I don't know where I'd be. Mm-hmm. But I have that confidence. I'm maintaining it. And 14 years, I think I'm doing pretty darn good.
I think you're doing great.
And I have to thank Angela and her program for helping me maintain and to take this battle forward.
You are an inspiration, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'd love to have you back again sometime so we can have more conversations about how well you're doing and how resiliently you're living, okay?
Thank you.
Good. Laura, give us your take on what's the final message you want to give to my listeners out there about why this is so important?
Yes, I would say you have so much power over your Parkinson's. You have so much hope and so much control over your symptoms, whether you have Parkinson's disease or something atypical like Lewy body dementia. Mm-hmm. And I would say there's nothing to lose through doing an exercise-based therapy intervention that's evidence-based, and there's everything to gain. We've seen it, and we just would encourage people to know that it's never too early, it's never too late to improve your quality of life through these therapies.
Wow, you know, that was powerful. I love what you just said, and I hope everybody plays this back and listens. You used words like hope, and you have something to gain, nothing to lose. Again, I think sometimes people think when you get any diagnosis of any type of dementia and a disease under it, and, you know, so often people say, well, there's no cures. What can we do? That's powerful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for using those words. And mm-hmm. that's super empowering. Angela, how about you?
I don't know if I can say it much better than Laura did. That was wonderful.
That was good, Laura. That was good.
But yes, just the same message of really, as we've seen over our years of working with people, those changes when someone comes in and they're withdrawn and they've stopped doing things in their life, and then just within 1 month of treatment, how you can see they're reemerging, their old sense of self, the sense of humor, the interaction, the confidence on all levels that comes out. And as Laura said, that hope. They see this does not have to control me. I can take control of this, and there are things I can do. I'm a strong and powerful person. I have a lot to give back to society, and these treatments can help people to get there.
Yes. And I've seen it with my own eyes. The energy at University of Colorado Hospital at that conference, it was an all-day conference, and the big and loud was at the end. And everybody jumps up and they're moving these huge arm movements. And the woman on the stage that was talking really articulating her words and trying to explain how this works was powerful. And the energy in the room, it was incredible. I was unbelievably moved by it, and just can't thank you all enough. I right away, the lady, I think it was Helena or something, I said, I need some information, and I started having conversations with Angela about when can we get you on the show. So do you think this will continue to grow and expand? Do you have some place you can go from here? Will it continue to...
Yes, I mean, obviously that's our hope, because when we see the millions of people across the world that have Parkinson's, the goal is getting as many therapists trained as possible so they can then take these treatments worldwide and help people with Parkinson's disease worldwide. So the company, LSVT Global, that's our mission, is to really help get as many therapists trained as possible in these treatment approaches. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking at other things for LSVT Loud, such as telepractice for people who might live far away so they could get the treatments and have
rural
more
areas.
Accessibility that way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So we are constantly looking at ways to make this as accessible as possible.
Okay. And I heard you, Laura. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what you got, girl? What are you thinking?
Yes, well, there's just so much to learn. We have so much to learn. I think people with Parkinson's have things to learn as well, and so we're all growing. I just listened to another podcast that said our Parkinson's population is going to double by 2040. There's a strong drive for us to get out there and train as many therapists as possible to help the people that will be diagnosed with Parkinson's in the next couple of decades and beyond. Also, we just want to know people to know that on our website, we have free webinars for people with Parkinson's or really anyone. We have a special section where we have live and on-demand webinars every month. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to learn more beyond this broadcast, you're welcome to find those on our website.
Excellent. And give that website one more time.
It's www.lsvtglobal.com.
Okay. And your email?
info@lsvtglobal.com.
Okay. And Angela, your phone number?
The phone number is 888-438-5788.
Excellent. Well, this has been really great. Next week, I'm going to have Dr. Breanne Betcher, who works with Dr. Huntington Potter, our friend Hunt, out at the Rocky Mountain Alzheimer's Disease Center. And Breanne's going to come, and she's going to talk about what is normal aging versus cognitive impairment, and how it affects different types of dementia and what's normal and what's not. It's going to be a great conversation. And again, that will be a two-part series. Super excited about that. So thank you all for coming. This has been great.
Thank you.
Bob, you are amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I love having you on the show. This is great. Angela, you did not disappoint. This is absolutely terrific. I have really enjoyed getting to know you and learning about your company. You're just fabulous.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for the opportunity to share this and for all the work you're doing.
Oh, thank you. I love it. And Laura, girl, you could be a public speaker, a positive. I mean, you just use some great empowering words that really resonate with me. I'm sure it resonates with my listeners. And I just think you all are awesome. Thank you very, very much for being here. Yeah.
It was an honor to be here. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And so for those of you who want to hear this again, please go on Cruisin' 1430 AM. go down to the weekend programming, Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz. It's always there. My buddy Hank, my engineer, loads them for me every week. And you can also find them on my website, summitresiliencetraining.com. I have a lot of information on my website that is free of charge, 26 bundles of information. Call me at 303-420-6988. And I have also loaded my podcast on iTunes, Apple, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, and TuneIn. I will see you next week on Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
You've been listening to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Visit her website at summitresiliencetraining.com to learn more and join us next week as we learn more about dementia, Alzheimer's, and overcoming obstacles with a positive outcome. See you next time.